At the start of this year, historian Mathieu Spurny received a great deal of online abuse and even death threats after an interview he gave a magazine that bore the headline, "This Country Is Not Just for Czechs." Spurny's work is focused on issues of nationalism and identity, and he's a co-founder of Anti-Complex, a group advocating for a more critical look at the post-war expulsion of the country's German minority. When the Charles University academic visited our studios, I was curious to know, given his specialisation, about his own family background.
I think the family background of many of us people in the Czech Republic is quite interesting and not let's say homogeneous. It's my case as well. My father's side comes partly from southern Moravia, and they actually were all they identified themselves as Czech, all of them. But actually, my father's mother, my grandmother, they talked German at home. And although they talk German, they somehow identified Czech themselves. It was typical, I think, in southern Moravia, or quite characteristic still in the first half of the 20th century. And my mother's side, this is a Jewish family. My grandfather and grandmother, they talked, let's say, both languages, Czech and German, maybe some Yiddish. And my grandfather, mother's side, came from Ostrava, Silesia, and my grandmother from Eastern Bohemia, and they were both from Jewish families. They actually met in Theresienstadt.
The first time I spoke to you many years ago, it was in connection with your involvement with the group Anti-Complex, which you founded. What is Anti-Complex and what does it do?
We founded Anti-Complex in 1989. At that time, we, as let's say high school and university students, we met several times in 1997, 1998, and we discussed especially the issue of the post-war expulsion. And we still felt at that time in the late 90s that actually critical voices concerning post-war expulsion are somehow rare, or they are in the margin, and that many people just don't know enough about that topic. We thought, and we still think that it's not only a topic of let's say history for historians, but it's this post-war development somehow is decisive for the identity of Czech society. We got rid of the Germans during the Nazi occupation. Most of the Jews were killed, and this was the way to quite a homogeneous society.
If we can speak about the perception of the expulsion of the German minority after World War II, my impression is that most Czechs, even if they recognize that atrocities did take place, they fundamentally don't have a problem with the expulsions. What do you think are the forces that have shaped that view? Why do so many Czechs feel that way?
On the one hand, it's quite understandable, because it's the post-war expulsion and ethnic cleansing was a part of shaping the post-war order in which we are still living in Europe. So somehow we can say, okay, it's a part of the post-war order, and if we don't want to, let's say, dramatically change the post-war order, we have to accept that. It's not so different from how people in other countries look on some post-war atrocities. At the same time, maybe this perspective on what happened after the war is even less critical, or was long time even less critical in the Czech case, or in the Central Eastern European cases, because it was shaped massively not only by the immediate post-war national rhetorics, which was present everywhere, but then after that also by the communist propaganda, or the communist politics of history.
Some people might say that the homogeneity of Czech society has brought a kind of stability, that if you have very large minorities, that can lead perhaps to some tensions when it comes to coexistence. What would you say to that view?
Okay, I think it's somehow true. It brought stability. You know, Berlin Wall also brought stability to the GDR. So I would say not everything which brings stability is a great gain at the same time.
What do you say also to the idea that many of the Germans who were expelled after the war ended up in Bavaria. In Bavaria, they were living in one of the richest places in the world. If they'd stayed here, they would have had 4 decades of communism. Maybe they were better off being forced out.
Bavaria was not one of the richest places on the world after the war. These people, after they were expelled, they ended up in a country which was destroyed by war, in a very poor region, actually, agriculture poor region. And many of these people didn't have their own house, their own roof over themselves until the early 60s, which was 15 years after the war. On the other hand, many people, especially the younger ones among the Sudeten Germans, really succeeded in integrating into the German society. So we cannot say that it was, expulsion from where you are at home is always a tragic thing somehow. But maybe an even bigger problem it caused for the Czech country, seeing from, 2017, than for the Sudeten Germans, especially for the younger ones and for the next generations which came after the expulsion.
There was also quite a lot of migration inside Czechoslovakia, right, after the war.
First, you had to motivate people to go to the borderlands, where 3 million people were expelled. So, of course, people came from the central parts of Bohemia or Czech lands to the borderlands, and they many of them tried to, let's say, begin a new life there. There were also a lot of criminal elements after the war who somehow misused the situation, and they got to the borlands just to get rich, and they got back quite quickly with a lot of property from the borderland. So it was quite a chaotic time. Not only people from central Bohemia came, there were also people from abroad, actually Czech immigrants to Poland, Ukraine, or at that time Soviet Union, Romania, and other countries, who were motivated to come back to their homeland. Some 200,000 people came as re-immigrants back to the borderlands. And also inside the state, Slovaks or Roma from Eastern Slovakia came to the former Sudetenland. So there was a lot of, maybe 5 million people were on move.
If we could speak about the present day, after 1968 alone, many thousands of Czechs were forced to emigrate and many, many families were affected. But today, many Czechs seem to have a kind of antipathy to migrants, many of whom are facing something much worse than the Soviet invasion. They're facing the genuine threat of death. How do you explain the unwillingness of so many Czechs to take in foreigners?
Actually, it's quite a complex problem. One thing which I already talked about is this self-perception, this self-definition as of our society and of the country as sort of homogeneous, which leads people to be afraid of anything which comes from abroad, which is different. It starts actually by the relationship between Czechs and Roma, who are living in this country on the territory of former Czechoslovakia for centuries, but still they are not accepted. The other aspect is let's say the Muslim immigration, where people are even more afraid because there are people coming from countries which are really very different. There are people who are very often quite orthodox believers coming to a very secular country. That is another important aspect. And all this happens after a time where the neoliberal ideology was very dominant in this country, and not only in our country, in this whole space. So let's say the Well, the issue of solidarity towards solidarity and humanity is somehow weakened in the public space. I feel it's a big difference. Also, in comparison with the early 90s, for example, in the early 90s, 5,000 Muslim immigrants came from Bosnia and other parts of former Yugoslavia to Czechoslovakia or then to Czech Republic, and actually it was no problem. And today, even some dozens or hundreds of Muslim immigrants who are leaving places where there is war and where they are threatened of death are somehow not naturally accepted.
Is race a factor in this? Muslims from Bosnia are white people, right?
I don't think so, really. Actually, in the politics and in the mainstream, there is not much of this pure racism, I would say. It's more about xenophobia than about racism, I would say. And people are afraid not because people coming are black, but because they are Muslims and because they are socialized in a totally different way. And of course, the issue of Islam terrorism is somehow being used and misused by the politics. There are very many politicians in the whole Central Eastern Europe, especially in the Visegrad countries, who learned to use this phobia of people to just use it in a certain way, so that they can profit from this fear of people. So it's a sort of a cocktail of a certain political culture, of some longer traditions of isolation and homogeneity, and of the issue of Islamic terrorism.
One reason that I wanted to speak to you today, Matěj, is because recently there was an interview with you in a Czech magazine, and the headline was, "This country is not just for Czechs." Tell us about the reaction to that interview.
Well, people were quite angry reading that, I guess. Not all. There were also readers who really, really liked it. But many people wrote me emails, and even more people commented on the web, and especially on my Facebook profile, very angry, and some people also wrote things like I have to be killed, or they are going to do it. It was really an aggressive reaction. I'm used to aggressive reactions because we are I was somehow contributing to this critical discussion about the post-war history, so since the late 90s, actually, a lot of people react somehow negatively to what I am doing or to what we were doing in Anti-Complex. But this time it was somehow even, it got further, I would say, sending me to Auschwitz in the context of my family background, or threatening me by that. And so it's definitely also because of the kind of media, of the social networks which enable people of some kind to react in such a way. And at the same time, I think it's because of some negative emotions which have some let's say political backing some people of this kind, they feel that sort of their time is coming, or that they are stronger, which is actually the danger. I don't think these particular individuals are dangerous, and I will not let myself threatened by them at all. But I think this atmosphere, this anti-humanistic atmosphere, is somehow spreading in the public space, and this is dangerous, and this is, I think, what we have to fight against.